In Berks County, four children who've been in federal immigration detention for a year and a half have drawn the attention of Amnesty International. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports the minors all have visas to stay in the country legally, and the advocacy group is petitioning for their release.
Antonio, Carlos, Josue, and Michael are between 3 and 17 years old. Those aren't their real names. They are the pseudonyms Amnesty International is using. All have what's called a special juvenile immigrant visa, says their attorney, Bridget Cambria.
So to qualify for a special immigrant juvenile visa, you have to be deemed abandoned, abused, or neglected by a parent in your country. And it also has to be found by a court that it's in your best interest to remain in the United States.
With that visa, the boys are in line to get green cards. The four fled gang violence in Central America with their mothers, who are detained at the Berks Family Residential Center about 70 miles from Philadelphia. 33-year-old Lorena, not her real name, says she doesn't know what to tell her 4-year-old son when he asks when they're leaving.
Muchos días que él... Él siempre me está diciendo, mamá, vamos.
Many days he's saying, Mom, let's get out of here. I don't want to be here. And the answer to let's go is, I can't give you an answer because I don't know when we can leave.
Special immigrant juvenile status doesn't extend to the mothers who have their own pending immigration claims. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials declined to comment on specific cases. Justin Mazzola with Amnesty International says they want to raise awareness of the long detentions at Berks because they fear there will be more cases like this under President Donald Trump.
What we're concerned about is that a policy that was used by the Obama administration of using detention as deterrence is going to basically be exacerbated and expanded.
Trump's executive orders on immigration call for increased detention near the southern U.S. border. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.